Welcome back to the Art and Jennifer Show. Art Holliday, Heidi Glaus, subbing for Jennifer Blome today. And, you know, it's always a joy when you're sound asleep and all of a sudden you hear fireworks go off in your neighborhood, right?
Absolutely. And somehow they continue to start earlier and earlier. It's like we're not even, you know, to the 4th of July, and I think I started hearing fireworks 2 weeks ago.
So that's why we're talking 4th of July etiquette today. What are some of the do's and don'ts when it comes to fireworks and flags? Etiquette consultant Nancy Snoblin Ims of Polished joins us to talk about 4th of July etiquette. Good morning, Nancy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you both doing?
We're doing well. So before we get to flags, let's start with fireworks. To be a good neighbor, what is your advice when it comes to setting off fireworks in your neighborhood?
Well, first of all, Art and Heidi, you know, the 4th of July is a celebration, right? We celebrate our independence in this wonderful United States of America. And it's enjoying time with family and friends and parades and barbecues, picnics, all those good things. But you're right. When it comes to fireworks, sometimes we have to be a little bit mindful of the time or of day. Usually when you should, you know, launch your firework display is right when the sun is setting. So it's not at 11 o'clock at night, right? It's more like, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock, whenever the sun is setting in your particular country or region. But it is a celebration. So I think people are mindful now. You mentioned, Heidi, that 2 weeks ago they were going off. You're right. It's going off more and more often. But the Blues, right? They won. So we're celebrating that effort as well. But no, it's just, I think we just have to, you know, unless you have a dog who's, you know, hunkered under the bed or a child who's sleeps light right next to a window or something, you know, just you might want to adjust that sleeping arrangement until the fireworks are over, because unfortunately celebration of America or Independence Day is going to be all night long.
Let's talk flag etiquette, shall we?
I
just learned something that I did not know. You are not supposed to raise the flag slowly.
No, you are not. You should raise it briskly. You know, you're showing your patriotism by doing so. Now, you lower it slowly and ceremoniously, but no, you raise it in a brisk fashion.
Interesting.
Well, and another bit of flag etiquette that, you know, maybe this ship has probably sailed and it's too late to get it back into harbor, but wearing the flag as a costume. I mean, we see people wearing flag-inspired clothing all of the time.
You know, Art, that it's interesting that you brought that up, because the U.S. flag code makes it very, very clear that no part of the flag should be worn as a costume or a pants or a scarf or anything like that. Even bedding or your window treatments, it sounds crazy. Paper napkins, which you could discard, anything that you could throw away, you should not have the American flag on it. We are a patriotic country, and so that little rule sometimes gets forgotten. But if you really want to follow the gold standard, you know, wear that lapel pin, you know, on your jacket or dress or sweater right above your heart, and that would suffice and follow the protocol of flag etiquette.
We're also not supposed to display the flag except from sunrise to sunset unless we have a spotlight on it.
Well, that's true, because, again, back in the day, Heidi, that showed that recognized the flag with that light. You know, if the weather is stormy or going to be kind of inclement, you want to, you know, bring the flag down. Unless you have a flag that is all weather. You know, there are flags now that are being made for all different types of weather. The thing is, if the flag is faded, tattered, you know, has a hole in it or anything like that, then it's time to replace it with a proper flag that's in good order. And there's places you can take it. People don't realize it, but most American Legion posts, they have this a ceremony where they do a dignified flag burning. And so you could take it to the Boy Scouts even, or Girl Scouts, and they can retire the flag in the appropriate way. But, yeah, let's keep our flag clean and in proper condition.
And there's also etiquette when it comes to flying the flag during bad weather as well, correct?
Absolutely. Unless, you know, it's just, you wouldn't want to you wouldn't want to keep, you know, your child or dog or pet or something out there in bad weather, just like you wouldn't want to keep your flag. So, no, you want to take it down in a slow, ceremonious way.
Wow. We've heard a lot about the national anthem and what you should and shouldn't do. Everybody, I think, knows that you're supposed to remove your hat. Ladies are even supposed to remove their hat if you have on a baseball cap. But mm-hmm. I didn't know we were supposed to remove our sunglasses.
Yes, yes. See, Heidi, you're learning all these
things.
You are. You're getting it down. So, yes, remove your sunglasses. You shouldn't chew gum or eat or anything during the song when it's playing. And enjoy it. Sing along, you know, especially at those sporting events. And, again, that most people don't realize that after the beautiful American, the national anthem is sung, you should not applaud. People, you know, we go to the ball games or the hockey games, and we're into the mood, right? We want to win and get the game going, and that's okay, I guess, the spirit of it. But really, it should be solemnly and enjoyably sung without the applause and all that fanfare.
Well, it's going to take an act of Congress to get that to switch, because I don't think you're going to stop people from cheering at the end of it.
And that's okay. I want to give people a pass, because you know what? We sang it, and now let's play ball, right? So it's all good.
So, Nancy, tell our listeners what your website is.
Thank you, Art. I can be found at www.stlpolished.com, and I'm happy to be here. So thank you for the invitation.
Anytime. We always enjoy our conversations with you, Nancy. Nancy Snoblin-Ims of Polished joining us to talk about 4th of July etiquette. Have a great holiday, Nancy.
You too, and I hope you're not inundated by the crackles and the booms all night long, Art.
You know, I think it kind of goes with the territory this time of year.
Yeah. Enjoy.
You too. Thank you very much. You're listening to KTRS, the Big 550.